This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
Ah, yes. Shalom, shalom, chavarim. Hello, friends, and welcome to the So You Think You Know Jesus podcast, a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. If you are ever in the area, please stop on by. You can find our address, service times, and all pertinent information that you will need at our website, which is given by Miss Amy at the end. So make sure you stick around for that. If you are not subscribed to this podcast, whether it's on Facebook or wherever you get your podcast from, please do that and share this with a friend. We want to get this out to as many as possible. Typically, so far, through the first, 40-something episodes we're into this now, we've been doing this on Tuesday mornings, and this one will be the last one to be released on Tuesday mornings. But fear not, it shall not be the last one, just the last one on Tuesdays. We're going to move the release day to Thursday. So starting next week, I'll be looking for this podcast Thursday, I believe probably around 5 p.m. or so. Still doing a little more research as to what the best time might be, but it'll be Thursdays going forward. So today, we're going to ask the question, are you missing something in this age of FOMO, fear of missing out? Everybody wants to know if I'm missing something. So we're going to capitalize on that thought just a little bit. Just taught this message Shabbat here locally in depth, and we're probably going to have this be at least two or three episodes where we're going to be looking at the armor of God as described by Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, in Ephesians chapter 6. Specifically, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be looking at verses 10 through 18. And if you've been a believer for 20 minutes, you probably are familiar with the armor of God, the belt of truth, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the readiness or the preparation of the gospel of shalom, shield of faith, and the sword that the sword of the spirit, though the sword that the spirit wields, depending on how you look at that. And today I want to bring up the point, and we make this point often, it seems, but it is so relevant. And since this podcast is really directed towards Christians in mainstream Sunday meeting kind of churches, to show you folks that there is so much more to the Word of God than you likely have ever been told or shown. So that's kind of the idea behind this podcast. So we want to go a little bit deeper than just relating this portion of Scripture to Roman instruments of war, both defensive and offensive, which, you know, at the end of the day, on a midrashic level, telling, you know, the story, it's perfectly fine, perfectly relevant, not a bad teaching. But we're going to get into some deep stuff on how it relates to Old Testament things that you need to know. But specifically today, are you missing something? We're going to be looking at the idea that Maimonides, and this is the part that I repeat often, is quoted oft here as saying that nothing in Torah, and I'll expand that to nothing in the Word of God, is superfluous. Everything has deep meaning. Every letter, the way things are written, There's no extra fluff, right? God isn't one of us. He's not a kid in high school who's got a term paper due on Thursday, and it's 1,000 words, and he doesn't even know what he's going to talk about, so he throws in lots of adjectives, right? That's us. That's not him. He doesn't do that. Every word is deep, rich, and pregnant with meaning, and we have to pay attention. So if he says anything once, it's clearly important, correct? And the answer to that is yes, by the way. So if he says something once, it's important. If he repeats himself, that's our signal. That's our clue, our cue, if you will, to slow down, take a deep breath, go back, reread it, maybe even reread it a third time, check out the context, and find out what is the Lord trying to tell us here. And there's something a little interesting. And depending on the version, English version that you are reading, you'll read that Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God, or the whole armor of God. We'll just go with the full here. He says to put on the whole armor of God. He tells us that our weapons, or our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities, powers, and you know, spiritual authorities enthroned in high places. And then he tells us a second time, therefore, we ought to have the full armor of God. So it doesn't take a rabbi, it doesn't take a genius, it doesn't take anybody of extraordinary intellect to see that the implication or the indication here is in the full armor. In other words, the armor of God is not a spiritual buffet list where we can take a little of this. Yeah, I like salvation. We'll take that. And, oh, that sword. Yeah, the sword of the Spirit wields, or the sword of the Spirit. Yeah, that sounds powerful and interesting. I'll take that. And, you know, yeah, the belt of truth. That's good. But, you know, I don't know, whatever. You know, I don't need the other stuff. Or however you might look at it, right? It's the whole armor. The full means full, right? Whole means whole. There's not a whole lot of debate here. And the reasoning is that if you're missing anything, if you're missing the helmet of salvation and you are in a battle for your life, your head is incredibly vulnerable, and if you get hit in the head, the battle is over. If you take the helmet of salvation, but you skip the breastplate of righteousness, that's hard to say, then all of your vital organs are vulnerable. You can't skip that. You can't skip the belt of truth, because you know, nothing worse than going out in the battlefield and you know, your drawers are sagging and falling down and tripping you up. You can't do that. You can't do without a weapon. You have to have the sword. You have to have the shield. You have to have all of these things. But the one part that I submit that too many believers in Christian churches and even in the Messianic arena, sadly, it's prevalent there as well. Too prevalent for all of us, right? We seem to think that having our feet prepared with the gospel, right, the gospel of peace between God and man, or man and God, however, whatever direction you want to look at that as, that somehow this is optional. Or for the rabbi, or the pastor at the pulpit, or the the guy or the lady leading the evangelism team, that it's their job, and I support the ministry. I don't tithe because that's excessive, but I put a little tip in the offering. And so therefore, I'm funding and taking part in whatever they're doing, and I can check that off the list. No. No, you can't. You have to participate. The ministry, which we're all called to minister, right? God's looking for a kingdom of priests. Priests serve God. He's not looking for a kingdom of bench warmers. He's not looking for a kingdom of spectators. He's looking for a kingdom of people that are active in serving the King of Kings. So therefore, we must be involved personally in the gospel. And there's all kinds of ways to do that, right? And we maybe we'll do another episode just focused on that, all the different ways that we can effectively share the gospel. Maybe producer Josh will write that down. We probably need to do that. Drag him into that episode too. He's good at it. But nonetheless, you don't have to be good at it. You just have to be at it, right? You got to be at it. You got to be available. The Lord will do wonderful things through us. But imagine a Roman soldier and you know, the history of it all, that the sandals that they wore were cleated so that they would be sure-footed in battle. They wouldn't slip or fall down or stub their toes. The leather straps went up the leg, again, providing stability and strength and protection. So imagine a Roman soldier donning all of the other equipment, right? He's ready for battle. He's going out there, but he's barefoot. Every stone, every stick, every shard of glass or you know, thistles and thorns or whatever could bring them down and distract them long enough that the enemy could strike a deadly blow. Take it to modern times, and you know, the soldiers on the modern field with the flak jackets and, you know, the body armor and the helmets and and automatic weapons and all kinds of, you know, grenades and this and that and their boots. Well, imagine them charging into battle barefoot or just a pair of socks. It's ridiculous. You would never do that. You would never expect a soldier to do something so silly, right? Because it would be silly. It would be, you know, I'm going to go a step further and say it's beyond silly. It's stupid, right? It's dumb. They would never do it. Because, again, it would be a deadly, deadly error. But we in the church, we in the Guf HaMashiach, the body of Messiah, we do it every day. You know, we take such care to make sure all of the other implements of armor are there. And then what? We're not sharing the gospel. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to attack. We're vulnerable to oppression from the enemy. Not possession. A believer cannot be possessed, but we absolutely can be oppressed, right? And we can suffer attack, and we can suffer loss, and it takes all sorts of forms. So I'm telling you now, the Lord wants to encourage you today to get in the game, to share the gospel. We'll have an episode coming up soon where we'll teach you how to do that and give you some creative ways. Make sure you share this podcast. Until next time. God bless.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.